Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. Father Michael Flager joins us again on the program. Father, welcome back.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be back.
Hey, we've got a lot to talk about, but I want to start with this letter that Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox has released to the aldermen and alderwomen of the city of Chicago, where she essentially puts it on the feet of Chicago police when it comes to the low prosecution rates or low conviction rate, maybe, when compared to the overall crime. She writes in part, "We're all frustrated by the violence in Chicago and the 9,591 shootings, not including homicide or armed robbery, that have occurred from December 1, 2016 through July 31, 2021 in the city that did not result in an arrest nor a request for felony prosecution." So, again, it seems, Father, like a very sort of public laying this on the police department, and it's just a kind of a sign of this ongoing public feud between the prosecutors and the police. What do you make of that?
Well, I'm sad to see this constant finger point. You know, the mayor's done it, the police have done it, state's attorney's doing it. You know, that doesn't help us get to the bottom of it. But there is a problem, which I've been screaming forever with. You know, 80% of the cases of the homicides in our city are not solved. And I still believe that the greatest deterrent for someone going out and shooting is knowing that they're likely to get caught. It's worked in New York and it's worked in L.A. As the rates turn around and you start to 85 or 90% of people are getting arrested, then, you know, it's a little deterrent. People realize I'm a pretty good chance I'm going to get caught rather than 80% of chance I'm going to get off. But I think it, you know, I think it's the whole system. I think it's the arresting. I think it's the prosecuting. I think it's the judges who are not giving the larger sentences for those that need it. So I think the whole system is not really functioning as it needs to and has to. But overall, we've got to stop this violence, and that's one piece of it is the arresting. There's many, many pieces of this puzzle of which we're not doing.
We're talking to Father Michael Flager. Okay, I get that. But so then, rather than publicly sniping, how do these three sort of entities get together to get it done?
Well, you know, Steve, I've been screaming this for the last 2 years, but I think the state's attorney, the attorney general, the sheriff, the mayor, the police superintendent, and anybody else they think in that forum need to get in a room and sit there and lock the door until they come up with some solutions to work together. You know, this finger-pointing and the blame game and talking about each other is not solving anything. We've got to get them all in the room and say, how do we get these cases, get these persons who need to be off the street, build relationships with the community so that they will speak to you when you want to get information. You know, they're not talking. The governor and the mayor don't talk to each other. The state's attorney and the police ain't talking to each other. That's ridiculous. They're hired to do a job. And meanwhile, the people are the ones suffering.
You know, I'd put state police in there too, Father. We're talking to Father.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you know, you and I have been around this town long enough to when there was a shooting on the expressway, it was a lead story, and it was a very unusual story. Now it's nothing new at all.
It's a daily thing. No, exactly. And you know what? I just said to somebody the other day, I think twice in the last maybe week and a half that I've even seen a state police car on
right.
the Dan Ryan.
You know,
I don't even see him.
We were just talking about that in the control room, and there's been no sort of, I mean, they've talked about the cameras, but there's been no public pressure for them to increase their physical presence there, as far as I know.
No, I've not seen it. And I'm telling you, I don't even like driving the expressways at night anymore because people are speeding and racing and cutting in and out of lanes. I'm thinking, does anybody see this besides me?
Yeah.
It's terrible. But, you know, We need to have the state police out there, and we need to get these cameras, if we're getting them out there, move them and start doing it, because it's crazy on the expressway, and the shootings have just been out of control.
It's one of the reasons I want to talk with Father Flager are those. Another one has to do with the Gabby Petito story, the woman from Florida whose body was found out west in after a contentious, apparently, trip with her boyfriend. It's her fiance. It's a tragic story, but
right.
Father Flager brings to it some perspective and that I think we really need to voice. So Father, go take it away. Tell me about this.
Well, I mean, what happened, like you said, to that girl Gabby Petito is horrible. It's horrific. It's tragic, and we should be outraged. And I'm glad that they're, you know, seeking to find this, whoever they think is a suspect of being her boyfriend, and going after it. But I just want that same kind of all-out, you know, attention being given to all the other people. There's 51 women in Chicago over the last few years that have either been found dead or disappeared. There's no emphasis to them. There's no outrage to them. There's no urgency to find out what's happened to them. I've watched national and local news for 7, 8, 9 days now. That's a story about this girl who is missing, and now seemingly they have found her body. Really, that's the national and local news area. We still haven't found Kiara Coles, the postal worker, mm-hmm. disappeared. I am sitting right now on my desk. We have in our front office here 3 people in Chicago that are missing right now in the South Side. A 13-year-old boy, a 15-year-old girl, another young man probably in his early 20s, and the last month that are missing. I want the same kind of urgency. Or are we saying that your race or your complexion tells about the value of your life and the urgency to bring justice to your life? And just like we were talking about the crimes being solved, if 80% of the homicides, which are mostly of black and brown, are not being solved, we had this national, federal attention on finding this girl. And every time I see it, I think I'm so sad for her and her parents, but I'm so angry that we don't do this for other people around this country and right here in this city, that we seemingly say, well, your life doesn't matter. How do you think parents who are children are missing or their young daughters are missing feel every time they see the next national headline about Gabby Petito? There's just got to be some equal treatment of when no life is greater or less than another. And we've got to have the same kind of outrage and the same kind of urgency of finding other people that are missing, too.
We're talking to Father Michael Flager. Which is it more because Gabby is white or because the 51 women you're talking about and the victims are black and brown?
Well, I think you just named it. It's exactly that. You know, Gabby was this young, white, blonde-haired woman. And most of these other women, the 51, the majority of them are all African-American or Latino. And these 3 sitting in front of my desk right now are all African-American young people. I think race is definitely the issue.
Father Michael Flager is with us, and we started by talking about infighting among the police and judicial system, the prosecutor's office. This is a media thing, isn't it? I mean, it is in my world, it's a media thing because this is a sort of, you know, a Hollywood story, and that's why these stories get the attention that they do and the others don't.
Right, and it is, but the media makes it a Hollywood
thing.
Yeah,
no, I agree.
They make it this, and there's a responsibility to the media to say, listen, don't you think 7, 8, 9 days of this being a headline on national news and on local news? It's been here, and I've looked at all the different stations right here in this city. On the TV stations, and this is not even anything connected with Chicago. This is Florida and Wyoming and all the parts of the country, but it's a story every day, and we'll see it from 4 o'clock today on. We'll see it on the news again today.
Father Michael Flager, I'm glad you're out there fighting the fight. It was good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Steve. Thanks so much.
You bet. What do you think about this? 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. You will take your text and always appreciate your phone calls. Better to chit-chat. It's Chicago's Afternoon News on 720 WGN. We're going to make our way into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. It's Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in. This is the Afternoon News on 720 WGN. We talked a few minutes ago with Father Michael Flager. He's upset that the Gabby Petito story, which is, again, we all agree, a terrible, tragic story. The young woman whose body was found in Wyoming after taking off with her fiancé from Florida is getting a lot of attention that maybe local stories should be as well. That he says there are 51 people missing in the city of Chicago, black or brown people, who aren't getting the same attention. It bothers him. Here's part of what he had to say.
I want the same kind of urgency. Are we saying that your race or your complexion tells about the value of your life and the urgency to bring justice to your life? And it's been a national news story every single day, and every time I see it, I think I'm so sad for her and her parents, but I'm so angry that we don't do this for other people around this country and right here in this city, that we seemingly say, well, your life doesn't matter. How do you think parents who are children are missing or their young daughters are missing feel every time they see the next national headline about Gabby Petito?
That's Father Flager from the Afternoon News earlier today. What are your thoughts? 312-981-7200. We'd love to hear from you. Bob has called. Bob, welcome to WGN. What do you think of this?
How you doing?
I'm well.
I agree with Father Flager 100%. Of course that's what's happening. But I think, Steve, you can do something about it. You have a radio show. Why don't you spotlight some of these cases each day?
Well, it's not an unfair criticism. I mean, we're certainly bringing up the disparity here. But, yeah, that's fair. As I tried to say with Father Flager, this is a media issue, I think, certainly more than police or anything like that. It's because it's, you know, people are telling the story of this good-looking couple and the tragedy that has befallen them. And yeah, it's on us. It's a fair point, Bob. Don't ever call this number again.
So Steve, are you going to do it then?
I'll talk to my producers about it. We'll see what we can do. Yeah, thank you for the suggestion. I do appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. It's 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. Sam is on the phone line. Hey, Sam.
Yes, hi.
Hey.
Yeah, I disagree with Father Flager because, first of all, you take that that girl that was the post office worker in the city of Chicago, and what does the media have? They have a video of her walking, you know, to her car, and that's it. There's absolutely no other facts, you know, to that story, you know, of where she went, what is she doing, you know, what happened to her. There's nothing, okay, absolutely nothing.
Okay.
Whereas the case with the girl from Florida, you know, they were, you know, showing, you know, where they were and whatnot, and they did find her body, you know, and it is a big story.
So you're saying...
And what Father Flager, you know, he's saying, well, it's a black and white thing. It's not a black and white thing. He's making it a black and white thing.
It was a big story before they found their body, but I think if I can speak for you, and correct me if I can't, but what you're saying is the elements of the story were there, the storytelling, the pictures of it, the past interviews and things like that, which made it more compelling when it comes to a television story. Is that what you're saying?
Well, correct. And you know, they have a suspect, they found the body, now they can't find the suspect. You know, so they're looking for him. Whereas that case with the postal worker, they have absolutely nothing.
All right, I appreciate the call, Sam. Thanks very much. 312-981-7200. Someone else texted, yes, Steve, why not? And the question is, why aren't you focusing on the missing people from Chicago? It's a fair point, but when Bob brought it up, my mind was reeling a little bit. I think the one thing I'll say in my defense is that we're not making a huge story of the national story either. It's just not the sort of thing we cover, but it's not an unfair point. John, how are you?
Excuse me, I'm well, thank you.
What can we do for you? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's a national, maybe worldwide problem, that when a shiny object like this comes up, it is much better for the powers that be, nationally and locally, to deal with this shiny object than deal with the problems that we have.
Well, okay, I'll take issue with that, only that I think that it's the media that are making this one a big thing, not necessarily the politicians. It's just my view.
Well, no, I agree wholeheartedly, but I do think that to a certain extent, the media, quote-unquote media, is in cahoots with leadership.
Yeah, I was at my meeting this morning, and they told me to follow the story today. I get what you're saying. No, I'm teasing
well,
you. We don't have those meetings. I'm only kidding, John. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
312-981-7200. All right, we're going to continue taking your calls on the other side of a break. Mary is watching the weather and traffic, a report sponsored by Insperity. It's Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. We're talking about Father Flager's assertion that there are a lot of missing people in Chicago, and they're not getting the attention that Gabby Petito is getting. Her body is confirmed to have been found in Wyoming. They're looking for her fiancé in Florida. And again, it's stipulated. It's a horrendous story, an awful story. And I can't imagine being her parents in this situation. So given that, the question is, why don't, he says there are 51 people missing in the city of Chicago not getting the same attention. One text says, I agree with the Reverend 100%. Another says, money talks. Media covers what sells. For example, a good number of black and brown people died of COVID. Few of those people received the coverage that Jesse Jackson and his wife, Mrs. Jackson, received. Fair enough. Here's one, Steve. Why haven't you mentioned the young college student missing for a month, by the way? She says, by the way, I really do enjoy your show. You're pleasant to listen to. I didn't know you were going to turn on me. I would never would have brought this up. I want to hear what you say. 312-981-7200. Marcus called. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Good show, as always, Steve.
Well, thank you.
All right. First of all, I do not hate Father Flager, and I'm happy for him that he was cleared of all those stupid charges. But I'll guarantee you, if there was a young black girl walking home from grammar school and she came up missing, if a 14-year-old high school girl was walking home and came up missing, a college student, it's getting saturated with coverage. Where is this girl? Everybody would be looking for her. I'm going to say that the 50 or 51 people that are missing in Chicago are not those kind of people.
Well, no, that's not fair. I don't know all 51, but I'll tell you one worked for the U.S. Postal Service. She disappeared in her uniform. She was wearing a Postal Service uniform and was pregnant and disappeared. So if your implication
is... Isolated incident, I'll say that's isolated, and disagreeing with Father Flager 100%.
Yeah. I mean, Gabby Petito might be an isolated incident, too. I appreciate your thoughts. I think I'm going to disagree with you, though. Thanks for the call, Mark.
Later.
And I'm glad you listened, Mark. Appreciate it. Thanks for the kind things you said about the show. Jim is on the phone line. Hey, Jim, what do you think?
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Awesome.
I mostly agree with what Father Flager's saying, but I'll tell you, I think what's behind this, what's driving this, is this girl had, I don't know, 100, 200, 300,000 Instagram followers. Her videos are popped up on YouTube all the time. She's got, or this couple, especially the girl, has a massive social media presence. So I believe that's what's driving this. I do agree with what the father's saying. We should be looking for everybody missing. But I mean, again, this is partially, I am going to agree with the money talk scenario too,
yeah.
Because I haven't seen anything like this since, I'm going to date myself here, but since Natalie Holloway, does anybody remember that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Girl that disappeared down in the island somewhere, but the kids was in elite rich, dad was a judge, da-da-da-da-da, so blew up into all this stuff.
Well, and I don't disagree.
I truly believe there's a little bit of money behind it situation, but also this girl, again, I mean, you can like look it up, because again, since this has been going on, like, we all look at YouTube now and again for different things, and hey, oh, all these pop-up videos of, you know, their videos.
Well,
were posting before this all happened, and like I say, if you look up like her Instagram followings, it's massive. So
yeah,
social media has
I'll give you 10 points if you tell me that you knew of her on social media before this happened.
Not a thing. I was having lunch Saturday afternoon in Sturgeon Bay with my buddy, and his daughter came up to visit. We were up there fishing. His daughter came up to visit, and we're having lunch, and she brings it up, and I'm like, who is this?
Right.
So then how they say our phones don't listen to us, by the way, then I click on YouTube or something later that evening, and here's 10 videos of this girl. So I don't know. Someone talks about anything too much in front of you on your phone, I'm pretty sure it registers,
and then all of a sudden brings it up.
But I knew nothing about it at my age, but I can tell you my buddy's daughter, my daughter, a very young generation, they know all about this girl and everything she was posting.
I appreciate your call. Thanks very much. I think what it has to do with, too, is that, and I'm not pointing any fingers here, this is just the way things work right now, the elements were there to tell the story. You're right. There was the social media history, so there was video to accompany the story. You're right. So that's an element, makes it easier to convey, makes it easier for us to relate. There's that. There, you know, it was. She was an attractive young blonde woman. There was that. There's this domestic violence angle of it, too. All of this sort of comes together to make it a TV story that we jump on. And I think the father's point is that there are plenty of lovely people or wonderful people or people loved by their family who are missing to whom we don't give that attention. Debbie's on the phone line. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I did domestic violence counseling early on in 2000 when I was a student. What I can tell you and what I've picked up from this art, the running of this, there's a multitude of things going on, but I think everybody's missing the point that this is a domestic violence case that could have and should have gotten caught. And the problem is we need to bring more light onto domestic violence. And it doesn't matter if it's black and white. It doesn't matter if it's gay or straight. Domestic violence is unbelievably prevalent. And if you look at some of the information on this, it's a clear, at least from my perspective, that there was some domestic violence.
Debbie's referring to a traffic stop that was made in the... Gabby was seen crying, and she was interviewed, I think it was by a national park ranger, Debbie. And
yes.
But, I mean, from it, the park ranger certainly tried to intervene. Are you saying she should have done more? And when you answer that question, I want you to be careful to answer it not with the benefit of hindsight that we have now.
No, I think, unfortunately, because there's not enough education on what domestic violence is, even for professionally trained people, they don't always recognize it. I think the focus of everybody at this point is not that she's blonde-haired, not that she's white, but there was a domestic violence component that people, not only that ranger, if that ranger even had the training, that people turn a blind eye to.
So
it's not a pretty topic. Nobody wants it in their family.
But what would you have had the ranger do in that situation?
Well, if I understand correctly, they were separated. I probably would have had them bring in the law, not just the park ranger, but the actual law enforcement of the area, and I would have expected them to bring in the social workers.
Yeah,
and have the social workers sit with them.
I don't know. I think that I appreciate the call, Debbie. I do. I think that's the benefit of hindsight, too, and that the ranger seemed to have talked to her and tried to get a handle on it, even gave her advice. But I don't know. Sad situation all rich round. Listen, I'm glad you participated in the conversation via text or by phone call. Very much appreciate that. We're going to make way for the Northwestern Medicine newsroom coming up. And then after the news, we'll do the signature 6 at 6. Did you see the Tribune story about the gun, the one gun that was stolen from a gun shop in Superior, Wisconsin, that was used in 27 shootings in the city of Chicago? Jeremy Gorner was one of the reporters on that great story. He'll join us coming up in about 20 minutes or so. First, we'll stop by the newsroom.
WGN.